This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's go to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Great to have our friend Adam Kaplan back with us from SiriusXM. You want to know what's going on in the NFL? Adam is your guy, so he's all over everything. And, Adam, we appreciate you being with us. How are you?
Hey,
guys, I'm well. Good to be back with you. Yeah, I'm still trying to come down from that high of last night's unbelievable game. And defense was optional, but it was some of the highest-level quarterback play we've probably ever seen.
Ever.
It's funny. I sent a text to a buddy of mine last night. I said, defense optional with a question mark. You thought the same thing. Can I ask this?
Mm-hmm.
How in the hell did the Bills lose?
Yeah,
when the Chiefs got the ball with 13 seconds left on their 25.
Yeah, I know a lot of people, including Tony Dungy, said maybe they should have squibbed it. And that's fine, yeah, because obviously the scenario is completely different. But squibs don't always work out well. It's a play that's got to be perfectly executed. But you're right, there's no way that should have happened. I mean, I got to give the Bills credit for keep fighting back, and they take the lead. You just think there's just no way that this could happen, but it did. It's really and great. Andy Reid, who got very highly criticized in Philly for time management issues, he no longer really has those issues. I guess we live and learn in life, but it was just a remarkable game. And I know the big thing around the league is this is going to be a discussion for the owners at some point. The overtime rules, we don't want to rob fans of something special. And that is, to me, the biggest takeaway from that game is, owners sometimes have to speak up and understand the reason why we love football more than any other sport is because it's a special game, and it's the quarterback play is, at this point of the league, is usually very high level, and we should not be cheated to see maybe the two best play each other and play to that level.
Here, let me give the league reason to do it. Ready? If you give the team another chance to go down the field and let's see their offense, you can put another commercial break in there and you can make more money.
Yeah. Well, no, the real argument is, well, yeah, but your job is to stop them on defense. I've heard that argument. It's certainly true, but why not give both teams a chance to score a touchdown? And you keep going. It's there are no ties in the playoffs. That's the other thing. You know, the rules change anyway.
Right.
So it goes from 10 to 15 minutes. It's just I wish they would get. I just wish they'd get it right. That's one thing that the league has to check on. Remember, we had the Brady Mahomes game from what 18, and that was controversial in terms of overtime. So yeah, we don't want it to end. Nobody wanted it to end. You saw all the players, actually current and former players, come out and speak about that. We all didn't want to get cheated, and unfortunately, we did for that part about. But the bottom line is, it was special, and I'm glad for those of you who missed it. Obviously, you missed maybe some of the highest quarterback play we've ever seen in our lifetime.
What's amazing to me is, I mean, you're really fractions of a second away from having all four road teams win this weekend. Does home field advantage matter anymore?
What's funny is, you know, for most, if not the entire season, the road teams had a better record than the home teams. And what I found interesting is, you know, I remember asking Mike Tannenbaum, the former Dolphins executive and Jets GM, about this some weeks ago. And Mike said that there are different reasons for it that he could come up with. COVID issues, some fans not showing up, some fans actually wearing masks at games, whatever the case may be. Maybe the stadiums aren't as loud, but they sure have. By the way, Andy Reid talked about it. It was unbelievably loud in Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City, so I don't see the fan noise being an issue there in terms of it being loud. It was obviously very loud. But there was something going on. Yeah, it was really weird. I could certainly understand in 2020 because so many stadiums either had
right.
No fans or very few fans. But there was just something missing, and it's. I'm glad you brought that up because there's no question home field is not what it once was. There's just no doubt about that.
So, Adam, I have a little theory on that. instant replay may have changed the game, where you had a human element in maybe even spotting the ball or doing things like that for the officials. I wonder if instant replay has eliminated home field advantage, because it's taken the human, it's taken a little human emotion away from the officials.
But yeah, but I don't know what one has to do with the other. Instant replay, we need to have it. I know some fans don't like it. There's so many errors made in each game. In fact, how about Bill Belichick? They, for one of the rule suggestions, they wanted to be able to challenge every flag. I mean, this is something that Bill's brought up more than once on the competition committee, or for them to vote for it.
Right.
It'll never pass, but too many calls are blown. You never want a call to be blown. I'm absolutely for instant replay. I understand some fans don't like it. Sometimes, look, is it perfect? No, but it, from when I first started covering the league in 2000 to where it is now, it's come a long way, and we need to have it.
Adam Kaplan joining us from SiriusXM. We were in our last hour or so, Adam, talking about watching, you know, the quarterback play in these eight, and you just called it some of the best quarterback play we've ever seen. We have a quarterback situation here that needs addressed, and it either means that our quarterback was not efficient because he was injured this year, or he's not good enough, or whatever. And then we took it back and talked about some franchise-altering decisions. If you're the Browns, are you thinking about, for instance, you didn't take Ben Roethlisberger if you're the Browns because you thought you had Jeff Garcia as your guy, and then you didn't go for Aaron Rodgers because you thought Trent Dilfer was the guy. All right, if you think Baker Mayfield is the guy, are you going to pass on a quarterback in the first round, or should they even be thinking that in this situation? Or do you have to be open-minded and think we need better quarterback play and fill in the blank if he's there whenever we're going to pick, 13th, I believe, is the guy we're going to take? What would you be doing?
Yeah, I would put the word around the league is this is not a great year to need a quarterback. We'll probably see 5 to 6 in the first 50 picks, but I could just tell you the early word. I go to the Senior Bowl next Monday, and that I'll further word. But you know, the word around the league is for teams that are looking for a quarterback, it's not a good year to need one. I mean, let's not forget. I think we always remember what happened last. Let's not forget how great Stefanski and Mayfield were in 2020 on Kevin's first year. They just look. They were a playoff team. Now Mayfield clearly looked like the guy. Now he got hurt in week two. It was never the same. Missed too much practice time. When he practiced, I don't know if he was ever right physically. And you know, they had depth on their offensive line issues. Their line, who I think is a top five line or top three if they're all healthy, they just could not get healthy enough. Some guys underachieve. You know about the OBJ situation, and they also had a very bad COVID issue, one of the worst in the NFL this past season. So they got to get that under control. A lot went wrong for the Browns, but I still believe in this roster, in Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski. They've got the right people. You mentioned Mayfield. He's just got to play better. But I do believe, because the people I've talked to who feel the same way, Mayfield just was not himself due to the injury. He tried to tough it out. And by the way, that was not his only injury. He actually had 4 or 5 total if you look at everything. That is, to me, why he was not the same. And here's the other problem is because he's going to be down for a while, though it's his left shoulder. How much throwing can he get in when he gets cleared in OTAs? I mean, how much can he really do? And that's something to keep an eye on.
Adam, do you think the Browns front office is just tell me, what do you think the Browns front office, where they are on Baker right now and what his future is?
Yeah, I mean, look, they think, remember now, they inherited this player. They didn't draft him.
Right.
And, you know, I remember reporting on Sports Grid, a company that I work for, that about Sam Darnold in late September, early October of last year. I said, do not be surprised if Darnold is not Joe Douglas's guy. And I know a couple Jets people told me that I need to back off and be patient. He wasn't. This is what happens. Unless a guy plays at a high level, they're going to generally look for their own guy. GMs want to put their signature on the quarterback. But Mayfield at least got this season. There's no reason to move on from a subpar season where he was hurt. You want to be able to evaluate him when all things are equal. Look, you're never totally healthy, but if he's anywhere close to 2 years ago, I mean, he's going to be their guy for a while. He just has to, you know, they have him under contract. You don't have to worry about that. They have to continue to build around him. And then, you know, we didn't mention the running backs. I mean, Hunt missed significant time. Chubb missed significant time. Stefanski's offense is predicated on the run, play action, rolling the quarterback out, and all those good things. You need all these things to work. I think that's one thing we're missing here is that just too many things around Mayfield did not go right. It wasn't just that he didn't play well. Just too many things went wrong around him.
What would you give him, Adam, to make his situation better for next year? Andy and I are glued in on some real talent at wide receiver.
Yeah, I mean, free agency is not great, depending on who. See, here's the thing. You see a list out there. You go, oh, boy, looks good. Well, last year, this is what happened. A lot of these guys remain with their teams. And that's what you got to be careful about. Like, I'll give you an example. So I know some teams that would have been in on Courtland Sutton and Tim Patrick had they made it to free agency. They were probably going to be two of the top five guys to go off the free agent board. They re-signed, surprisingly, late in the season. So that took them off the board. A guy like DJ Chark's out there, who's a good, young, talented receiver.
From Jacksonville.
Yep, really talented. Broke his left ankle, unfortunately, so he missed the majority of the season. Good player. He's a free agent who's been a good story of development. Needs to be more consistent. And just understand, there's a reason why some of these players become available. Sometimes it's by scheme, disappointment, injury, haven't lived up to being a top draft pick, whatever the case may be. But yeah, the Browns know they have to do something. I like Donovan Peoples-Jones. I think he showed some great development, but they need some depth and competition on the outside. They're just not there yet.
Do you, as Cincinnati succeeds, does he think that puts more pressure here in Cleveland? Because I mean, we're sitting here and like, we talk about fans and fans don't want to root for Cincinnati. You wonder if Jimmy Haslam's like, or Jimmy and D Haslam are like, man, we're watching the rest of the AFC North. I mean, they just had four wins last year, and now all of a sudden they're a game away from the Super Bowl. That's supposed to be us. And I mean, it's a fan's perspective more than I would think somebody who's in a general manager's seat. But you wonder what the owner's thinking.
Well, look, they're not blind. They see a team from their division who, first time in 31 years, they won a playoff game. So, yeah, I mean, you notice that, and you notice how great their offense. Their defense isn't great. I give them credit for being a team that is – all about the run, not about the pass. But I'd certainly give Cincinnati credit. It'll be very difficult for them to win in Arrowhead this Sunday. But, yeah, you see, look, let's not forget, Pittsburgh made it as well, although they were bad. I mean, I love what Joe Thomas said, thanking them for their participation trophy. I thought that was hilarious. That was a great dig, but it was definitely true. They weren't very good. They got lucky to get in. But they did get in. The Browns did not. I know some people said the Browns underachieved this past season. I look at that roster and I go, boy, the team should have been better because I thought Andrew Berry did a really good job. But I also look at how many players they missed, the quarterback with the turnovers. I know that talking to the Browns, the one thing that they felt that they really did a great job in 2020 was reducing the playbook for Mayfield, not asking him to do as much as Freddie Kitchens did. And it really worked this past season. I just think that too many things happened around him. And they got to get him back on track. And the good thing is you've got the same running backs. You don't have to worry about them. They're under contract for a long time. You've got this really well-built offensive line, though. These guys got to stay healthy. And I think Andrew Berry has to look at and say, how could I help this team get better depth in the offensive line and get back to doing what you do best?
Adam, you said no reason to think Baker Mayfield's not the guy. You're going with him next year. He's under contract, everything else. I think you're right. I think that's what they're going to do. What would you do else otherwise at the quarterback spot? You bringing back Case Keenum, you're bringing back, you're going to try and sign somebody to compete with Baker, or are you just rolling with Baker and seeing what you get in the fifth year of that contract?
No, he's the guy. I'm not playing any games here. It's just, he's not going to be available for a portion of the offseason because of his rehab on his shoulder. So you have to get him ready to get ready for training camp, and hopefully he's available in the June OTAs. That'd be great if you could throw there. If not the tail end of the May OTAs, but fact of the matter is they have a lot of needs. They have to make some decisions on contracts, extend. They got to take a look at Austin Hooper's contract, Jarvis Landry's contract, some others, what they want to do with them there. This is a well-built roster. Look, sometimes teams are just a little bit off. I would expect them to bounce back. There's just too much talent on there. Now, obviously, Mayfield's got to be healthy and playing well. That's the other issue here.
Adam, thank you. Always a pleasure to have you with us.
Thanks, Adam.
See ya.
Adam Kaplan, SiriusXM NFL Insider. You just heard him say Baker Mayfield's the guy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.